In that budget deal, the University of Alaska learned it would face cuts, even though UA President Jim Johnson said the cuts were less than expected. Speaking at a special regents meeting, President Johnson reflected on a $317 million allocation included in the yet-to-be-finalized legislative budget compromise.
There are no high fives here. I think I can say that there's a sense of relief that the number is not 303. Or a $22 million cut. The number's not 309. There is, you know, there's the likelihood that we'll continue operations. So that's a positive. So more a sense of relief than one of celebration.
That last reference is to a now unlikely state government shutdown that would have affected university operations. The $317 million state allocation is $8 million less than last year's funding, and Johnson said UA will be $11 million short when compensation and other cost increases are accounted for. He said the situation means another tuition increase, continued program and service reductions, and also investment in focused areas.
We've got to keep investing in our high priorities. Otherwise, it just this downward spiral continues and continues with all of the people, program, and other implications of the of that decline. And so I think it's critically important that we try to, again, take a deep breath, manage through these reductions, and then really focus on investment and growth.
Targeted areas for $6 million in investment include enrollment, marketing and advertising, workforce and online development, and automation. Johnson also spoke to concern about yet-to-be-finalized state capital funding, noting that UA is again budgeting for $45.9 million in deferred maintenance. UA is hosting town hall budget meetings at its three main campuses tomorrow. Regents are scheduled to meet again on the 27th to approve an FY18 spending plan.